He has been on our show before, entering his fourth season with the Raiders, our friend Donald Penn. Look at him. It's amazing, and I said this last year. I thought he should have been the MVP, Derek Carr. I said, I don't know how to explain everything. He doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. But there's just a thing with Derek. Okay, you're in the – well, we don't huddle much anymore. Explain what it is. Because, you know, Donald, there are bigger, stronger, faster dudes with better arms. What makes him?
He has a swagger, a heart that's so big. He wants to be the greatest. He wants to win so bad. And that energy that he brings trickles down to me and the other guys. And I'm older than him. I should be giving him that energy. He's giving it to me, you know. And that's his drive, you know. Like, in practice sometimes, we'll run the route and we'll go through it. He'll throw the pass. If it's not as good, we'll catch it and everything. If it's not a good, he won't stop the whole offensive line, but he'll throw the pass to the receiver again, you know, and then we'll do the next play. You know, he just wants everything to be perfect. And, you know, we get along together because I'm a big Kobe fan, and he's a big Kobe fan.
Huge.
And he plays with that mentality.
Intensity.
I see it every time. He works out like that. He plays like that. He studies for the game like that. It's crazy.
Donald, when somebody told me this years ago about the NBA, they said if your best player in the NBA is your hardest worker, it elevates everybody else because the guy on the bench is like, well, Tim Duncan works that hard. Like when Derek is that intense, have you ever thought, oh my, he keeps me honest? Like he makes other guys work harder.
He gets so intense sometimes, he snaps at me. I'd be like, man, hold up, D. Hold up, D. But we laugh at it about the same time because it's funny. But he gets so intense where he wants everybody on page. He wants everything right, you know. If I'm not hustling up to the line, he's going to tell me, don't hustle your butt up to the line. You know, he doesn't cuss. So sometimes it's funny because sometimes he'll mess up and he'll be like freak or fudge. And then I'll run up to him and I yell out the cuss word for him. I'll be like, that's what you wanted to say. He'll be like, don't do that. Stop. Like, he hates it. But right. That's how we joke around. You know, we laugh about it, though. But he's his hardest critic. You know, and I mean, that's how I built myself growing up. You know, I'm my hardest critic. I feel like that's how he is. He's his hardest critic, and he wants to be great. And, you know, he leads by example. You know, when we're in the weight room, he's doing every lift. He's not skipping anything because he's a quarterback. He's doing every arm lift, every leg lift. He's doing everything, you know. He's competing.
Donald Penn joining us, Pro Bowl left tackle for the Raiders. So there is some dysfunction. You don't know where you're going to be playing. The stadiums, you guys deserve a better stadium, period. You're a professional football team. Offensively, your personnel is about as good as the league has right now, you and Atlanta. Are there times, like I know you love the Raider fans, but hell, there's Raider fans everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I lived in Vegas for 7 years. It's a Raider town. I would argue right now, Raiders are bigger than the Rams and the Chargers in L.A. Is there a part of you that thinks, man, we're good. We deserve a new stadium. We deserve better facilities.
I'm definitely with you. You know, I played 8 years in Tampa, and, you know, their facility, you know, was very, very nice. And then, you know, when I came to Oakland, it was like, whoa, you know, it was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, you know. And, you know, I know it's been in the works. I know Mr. Davis, you know, he wants to do something very bad in Oakland. He's tried his hardest. And, you know, every thing I get from Mr. Davis is that he wanted to stay in Oakland. He wants to stay in Oakland. But, you know, it wasn't happening. And we do need something new.
And you deserve something new.
And, you know, I wish it could be in Oakland, man. I grew up a Raider fan, you know. L.A. Raiders, Oakland Raiders, I grew up a Raider fan. So I wish it would be in Oakland. But one thing I tell everybody, and I do, and I really believe this, I trust in my owner because I feel like he loves the players and loves the fans so much as an owner. So he's making a decision for Raider Nation. And I think if he's making a decision, I'm sticking behind him.
Your owner was on the radio with our friend JT the Brick. And he had this message for the Bay Area. Let's play this tape.
If there's any blame to be given or anybody to be mad at, it's me. It's not the players or the coaches or the staff. I'm the one who made the decision. And my dream is for us to be able to play out the next two and possibly three seasons in Oakland. And I'd like to bring a championship to Oakland. I don't know how we're going to be able to do that, but I'm hoping that in time that emotions will dry. And that we'll be able to do something of that nature.
In my heart, I believe, Donald, that if you draft well again this year, and I think Reggie McKenzie is one of the sharpest front office dudes in this league.
Yeah.
He is sharp. He has nailed free agency. He got you. He's nailed the draft. I think you're a Super Bowl team. I really do. I think you're the biggest challenge to Tom Brady. But are you concerned, Donald, because of the dysfunction in the business side, it could hurt the team?
Nah, I'm not worried about that at all. We ain't worried about that. We got a bad taste in our mouth. We ain't end our season last year the way we wanted to. You know, all this talk is talk, but we're worried about something bigger. You know, before all this talk about Vegas, our main mission is to get a championship. Now they have this talk in Vegas. They say in 2 or 3 years, my main mission when I get back in 2 weeks to convey to the team is we need to get a championship in Oakland before we leave. You know, the fans deserve this. Oakland deserves this. And I'm going to try to do everything possible. And I know all the guys, Derek and all those guys are going to, you know, help. And we're going to try to do everything possible to leave Oakland with a bang and bring a championship here before we leave. But, you know, it's going to be tough. But, you know, like you said, we have the right stuff in place, and we got to keep getting better. We're going to work even harder than we did last year because we can't wait to get started.